Hello everyone, this is Turd Flinging Monkey and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Delia, a mini luxury sex doll from Sohemi. Okay, so this is the Delia. This is the torso from Sohemi. As you can see, this is one of those torsos that fits onto an anime style body pillow. So here we have body pillow Celestina. And I've reviewed other torsos, they're more life-size. This is one of the smaller ones, where it fits onto the image almost one for one. So if you have an anime body pillow waifu, and you like the way the image is and whatever, you want to get a torso like this, you can lay it directly on the pillow. And you can interact with it, because it's a doll. So the problem with anime body pillows in general is they don't feel like a real woman. They have a picture of your waifu on it, which is great, but it doesn't feel real. It just has a picture. It feels like a body pillow. When you turn the lights off, you can't even enjoy the picture. So having a doll like this to combine with the body pillow gives you something to interact with that feels like a real woman. Now, I'm going to do a side-by-side comparison between this and the Paola. It was another smaller anime body pillow torso I reviewed in the past, which is comparable to this, and I'll show you them side by side. Let's go over the features of the Delia torso first. So first thing you'll notice is the legs are just stumps. So the legs clearly don't move. On the plus side, you don't have to worry about moving them or getting them in and out of the way. On the negative side, you couldn't even if you wanted to. Doggy style is basically impossible. You could prop the doll up on some type of a pillow, the fold the body pillow in half or something. But as it stands now, these legs don't do anything. Also, there is a skeleton, but it's not what you think. I'll show what I'm talking about. So here we have, you know, it has something in it which makes it semi-rigid, but it's not metal and it's not poseable. It's some type of plastic, or it could be metal, it could be spring steel, but I'm going to guess it's just a plastic kind of thing, and I can feel the resistance. But it doesn't hold its shape. I can't bend this for it to hold its shape, but it does kind of make it sit upright, but you can't adjust this. So if a torso has a skeleton, you can adjust it. Oh my goodness. If it doesn't have a skeleton, it usually is just a lump of TPE. So it's very squishy and jelly-like. This one has a plastic kind of springy skeleton. And that plastic skeleton gives it structure, but you can't pose it. Now, because there's no arms or legs or anything, the really only thing you could adjust with it would be like the waist. And it does bend, it just doesn't hold its shape. So that's just something to be aware of. Let's do a jiggle test on the titties. Well, let's get a good feel. All right, so these are solid. You know, this is obviously like a B cup on an adult. It's shrunk down because of the body pillow. But the breasts feel very firm, which is kind of normal for like a smaller cup size. But these are a good, healthy B cup. I don't really think you could do titty fucking with these tiny boobs, but they're at least something to interact with and feel against your skin. The problem is, actually, just quick diversion. So the main problem I have with the anime body pillow waifu aesthetic is, while it looks good, when you're interacting with it, you can only interact with the piece that you have a doll of. So if you only have the butt and the vagina and you try to interact with it, let's say you're doing your waifu missionary and you want to lay on her and you want to feel her body against you. Well, you only have the vagina and butt. So when you try to pull your waifu close to you, you're just going to feel a pillow. So even though these breasts can't be used for like titty fucking, they're still there. They're still something you can feel against you. So that's still something I would consider a plus. All right, let's do a jiggle test. All right, you can see the breasts are very solid. I mean, they're squishy. They're squishy and flexible, but they're very solid. There's like very little give or jiggle, which is kind of what you'd expect with a small cup size. All right, let's show you the goods. Whoa. All right. So as you can see, at least things are proportional. The vagina is where it's supposed to be. The butthole's where it's supposed to be. Good texture work. I can see inside, you know, the anus. I mean, the thing is these dolls, they're realistic. So you kind of know what you're getting. You have a nice realistic vagina, nice realistic butt. They're going to feel good. I mean, what can you say? Obviously, it's fixed, so don't come in it, or you're going to have to fish out your jizz out with like a baby wipe or something. So practice your pull-out game. All right, let's flip her over. Okay, so here we have, again, like I said, if you want to do doggy style, you're going to have to like, prop up the butt on a pillow or of some kind. I did review a wedge pillow recently. So if you have like a pillow like that, you can kind of prop her butt up and you could have doggy style that way. You could try different positions, but you might need to add some additional pillows. Let's do a spank test. All right, so, you know, she doesn't really have much of a butt either. Her butt is a little bit flat. Let me make sure you can see that. Pretty flat booty, if I'm being brutally honest. It doesn't really even go much far past the back. So she doesn't have much back. Not a lot of junk in the trunk, as it were. So we have small, firm breasts. Not a lot of jiggle, not a lot of spank jiggle. But she's got it where it counts. So if your waifu, really, like I've said before, when it comes to these kind of torso dolls, it really comes down to the aesthetic and what you're into. So if you have an anime body pillow, let me get this back on her. All right. So if you have a waifu and you have a body pillow waifu, if this is your waifu's body type, if she's like a small kind of B cup and she has a realistic torso, this might be the torso for you. Is this the best torso? Probably not. But if your waifu has this body type and this is what you envision her as, you want to get a doll that matches your waifu. So here on the left, we have the Delia. On the right, we have the Paola. A couple things. These both weigh the same. They both weigh 18 pounds and some change. So between 18 and 19 pounds. So these weigh the same. When it comes to price, the Paola is about $50 more. So you're for the same weight, you're getting $50 less to get the Dahlia, $50 more to get the Paola. What are you getting for $50? Well, as you can see, the body shape is very different. Whereas Dahlia is more realistic, has a realistically proportioned torso, a nice small B cup. Paola is more like a double D and very skinny. On the plus side, the Paola has a skeleton. You can actually move her legs. You know, you can open her legs and you can bend them. So, she has a skeleton. You can kind of position her. Also, her legs are longer. You can do doggy style a little bit easier. And then when it comes to the breasts, the Paola also has firm. They're not hollow. They don't have gel. They're a firm, solid breast, but they're a little bit more, well, they're a lot more jiggly because the cup size. So Paola has like double D's, you know, scaled down obviously, but double D's if you looked at it objectively. So those are Paola's titties. And then Dahlia's titties have really no jiggle at all. So again, this one costs $50 more, but you're getting a skeleton and you're eating a different body type. So let me show you how this looks like on the body pillow. Okay, so for Celestina, personally, I would say this matches her body type. So Celestina has big old titties and she's very skinny. So skinny, big titties, this is where it's at. But this is my waifu. So my waifu is skinny with big titties. So for me personally, I would go with this torso because it matches the vision I have of my waifu. However, maybe this is your waifu. Maybe your waifu has a B cup and she has a more realistic body. So really, just think about what your waifu is and what works for you. For under $200, this is what this torso costs. So it's less than $200. It's a pretty good deal. You're getting a full torso. Now, to put this in perspective, the Aurora torso, which I've reviewed many times and shown in many videos as like a baseline, the Aurora torso is life-size, and it's basically within an inch of Celestina's measurements. The Aurora torso is like $700, $800. And then Celestina is about $2,000. So if you want a full doll like Celestina, $2,000. If you want a life-size doll that's mostly full, just missing the head, arms, and lower legs, it's going to be about $800. If you want a torso that's scaled down to fit on an anime body pillow, but you want more than just the ass and the pussy, you want like the boobs, you want basically the torso to interact with, that's going to be about $200. So the Dahlia is less than $200, it's about $170, whereas the Paola is a little bit more than $200, it's about $230. So there's about a $50 difference between the two torsos. This one doesn't have a rigid skeleton you can pose. The legs are a little shorter, the breasts are smaller, the waist is wider and more realistic. Just be aware of what you're getting. Make sure that the torso matches your waifu. So if you're interested in this torso, I do have a coupon code. It's good for the whole site. So if this is what you want, go ahead and pick it up. Use the coupon code. If this isn't what you want, maybe there's another torso on this side or some other toy that may be more what you're looking for, the coupon code will still work. So thank you, Sohimi, for sending me this torso. Again, just use the coupon code, check out the site, find what matches your vision of your waifu. So if you have an anime body pillow, this is a good toy to get. Just make sure it's the right body type and it matches your waifu's proportions, and you won't be disappointed. So this will really take your body pillow game to the next level, because instead of cuddling with a piece of cotton wrapped in a picture, you actually have something real you can grab onto, something real you can interact with. So that's it. Thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.